Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Well, I have some charges from you on my card, and I don't know why. So I need for you to let me know what it is that I'm have ordered from you.
Yes, ma'am. If you will, please provide me your zip code so I can locate that account for you.
Do you, I'm sorry, do what?
Provide me with your zip code so I can pull up the account.
32303.
And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
It's Emma Jean DeBabby.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So, whenever you give me your zip code, it pulls up every account with that zip code. And it seems like here there are a lot of accounts. So, if you will, please, ma'am, bear with me while I locate that account for you.
Sure. The name didn't help you?
Well, so we search by the zip codes, and then we use the name
Yeah.
to know to pick the account.
Okay, because a lot of people ask for your phone number after they ask for your zip code.
Yes, and that last name is spelled DeBabby.
Correct.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay,
You've
so
got me.
I was able to locate that account for you. And may you verify the mailing address for security purposes, please?
2978 Byington, Byington Circle, Tallahassee, Florida.
Yes, ma'am. And it looks like here, back on December 23rd, you ordered a neck massager, paid the shipping and handling cost of $7.45. And,
Huh.
one second. Because it looks like here, the $49.97 charges have been fully refunded.
Well, first of all, I didn't order a neck massager, period.
Yes, ma'am.
And I've got one, two, three, four charges of the $50. Now, what was that for?
So I only see two charges on here for $49.97, and
Okay, here we
again,
go. We're talking
December 26th and January 26th.
and February 22nd. And also, on the 22nd, it's charged me twice.
So that may be, how much was that charge exactly?
$49.97. They're all identical.
So on this account that I'm looking at, I'm not seeing any charges for February.
Well, maybe you aren't posted yet. I don't know.
So
Yesterday was the 22nd, and I took it off of the computer.
yes, so it looks like here again, the only charges I see are from December and January, and
Okay.
both of those charges got refunded. Oh, ma'am, those may be the refunds, actually.
Well, I don't know because they're not showing on my, I don't have my stuff. They're supposed to have been
Yes, ma'am. So,
refunded.
yes, ma'am. Those are actually the refunds. It says here they got refunded on February 22nd.
Okay.
So those are the.
I will go and check that.
Yes, ma'am.
Also,
Mm-hmm.
I would question the first charge because I did not order whatever amount that you said.
$7.45 to a neck massager.
I ordered one that was supposed to have been free, and you just paid for the
Shipping and handling.
exactly.
Yes, ma'am. So that's what that $7.45 are for, the shipping and handling.
Oh, God. Well, I should send it back. Oh, my Lordy.
Well, that company does have a no return policy,
Oh,
and
I
if
know
you,
that. I'm just saying,
yes.
for what it is, I mean, it's nothing, and it's so, you don't even know it's vibrating. It's so mild. It's so low. You have to put your hand on it and press it down to feel it.
Oh, wow.
It's not a good product at all.
Yes, ma'am. So,
Okay, so anyway, that's that. That's my foolish mistake. What I'm going to do at this point is let you go, and I'm going to check and make sure that I got those refunds.
Okay.
And then I will see what happens from there.
Okay.
That should straighten us out, though, if that's what that is. It's just the refunds then. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.